Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are in July, new financial year. Very exciting, but most excitingly, we are taking a little bit of a detour from our usual discussion around estates and succession law and focusing on QCAT and what to do if you have a minor debt claim and what you can do about it. Now, the reason that we are focusing on this is because I have firstly released a free letter of demand template for people that are looking to get money back that is owed to them. It's a legally tried, tested, developed letter of demand template that I use within my firm that I'm giving out for free as a first way for you to get money back if someone owes money to you. But we're also setting this month up, and if you're watching on the video, I'm all smiles, but I'm like nervous smiling because on July 13, I will be launching a course for Queenslanders to get their money back in QCAT. So confidently handle your claim in QCAT. And the course will literally go from everything. Are you in the right place? What kind of claim you need to make? An application. We work through a scenario through the whole module, doing the application, doing submissions, doing affidavits, working like strategy work for a mediation, strategy work for a hearing, and then also enforcing your QCAT order when you've been successful. So it's quite comprehensive. It's incredible value, if I do say so myself. But the main thing is, and the main reason that I am doing this is because I worked in large law firms for a very long time, and I was working for big corporations. Government had a lot of money, were able to use their kind of money strength to go to court and win cases. And that is not available to everyone. And it's one of the reasons I opened my firm. I saw a real gap in the market for cost-effective, quality, solutions-based legal advice. And I think there's a real gap in there for people that are eligible in QCAT, which at the time of recording is $25,000 or less. And there is a gap in there. People are genuinely owed money. People need to find out how they get it back. And I know all the secrets. I'm the secret keeper. Okay. I know how you can go to QCAT and get your money back. So this week, I just wanted to talk about what you can do and talk about the letter of demand template. So you might be listening to this because somebody owes you money. Now, the way that the court system works in Queensland is that if that debt is $25,000 or less, you can go to QCAT, which is the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal. It is a completely informal place to go. The tribunal members are not judges, although they are considered judicial officers. And in QCAT, you are able to make an application, go to a mediation, go to a hearing with the ultimate goal of getting an order. And that order is enforceable in Queensland in the Magistrates Court. So in Queensland, that's your first kind of option, first place to go is QCAT. If your claim amount is $25,000 to $150,000, then the place to go is the Magistrates Court. Unfortunately, the Magistrates Court is subject to the formal court rules. The magistrates can dispense of some of the evidence requirements, but ultimately it's a cost consequence jurisdiction where you don't need where if you lose, you pay the party's costs. If you win, the other party pays your costs. So it's a more formal process. My view is you really need lawyers to go into the Magistrates Court. And I am hoping that sometime in the future, the Queensland government, and they've done a QCAT review and they've just changed the monetary jurisdiction of the district court. But I'm hoping that they increase QCAT because I feel like that really needs to be widened because the Magistrates Court, not for everyone. After the Magistrates Court, you're in the District Court. And from 1 July this year, the District Court limit is going up to 1.5 million. So claims from 150 to 1.5 million will be in the District Court. And then claims that are $1.5 million and above go into the Supreme Court. I have a lot of dispute experience in all the courts. I'm all over the place. So if you have something in the higher court, feel free to email me, book a free consultation, www.vicarlaw.com.au. But the focus today is really going to be talking about the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal and what you can do. So QCAT, it's for the layperson. It's for the everyday person, and it's not designed for lawyers. So it's a no-cost jurisdiction because everyone's assuming there are no lawyers available or there. It's designed for everyday people to go in, make their claim, and have it heard by a tribunal member and to receive an outcome. It can be appealed within QCAT and can also be appealed in the Magistrates Court. So there are options there. But in my experience, the tribunal members are very pragmatic, very common sense. They take a very common sense approach. They understand and know that you're not a lawyer, and that's the benefit of it. It's really designed to be a low cost, easy forum, easy, low cost forum for you to go and make your application and get a claim. One thing that I will say is it still takes a lot of time. I think the current time limit I looked at for the minor debt claims, it was around 41-ish weeks, so nearly a whole year before your claim is ultimately decided, but is what it is. I think that's just a byproduct of the fact that there are lots of people going to QCAT with these kind of minor debt claims. So what to do if someone owes you money? The first thing that I always do when someone comes to me and say, hey, this person owes me money, is we ask for the money. And the way that we ask for the money is via a letter of demand. So I will put in the show notes a link to my free letter of demand template. And in that, I have it, it comes with its own little video of me if you're not already sick of hearing me talk. But in that, it explains the purpose of a letter of demand and why you should use it. And there are two reasons that you should really use a letter of demand and do that before taking any other step, before you're going to QCAT or any court. There are two main reasons that you should do a letter of demand. The number one reason is to ask for the money. The letter basically says, hey, you owe me money. This is the reason why. This is the amount. Here are my bank details. If you don't pay within a certain period of time, I will be taking further action against you. It gives people the opportunity to pay you, and also, if they want to respond and maybe in a really good case, negotiate some kind of repayment with you. Okay, so that's the first reason. The second reason is that if they do reply to the letter of demand, and even if they say get lost, they're probably also going to provide you with some reasons why you should get lost, okay? And then you can use those reasons when you're formulating your application later on and your submissions in QCAT. So it's a bit of an information digging exercise, and also just to put a line in the sand that this debt is owed, you've asked for it and it's not been paid. And you also can use that letter when you go to QCAT as well to say that the debt is still owing. You've asked for it and the debt is still owing. So those are the main reasons. Now, the only negative is that there's absolutely no legislative requirement for anyone to respond to your letter of demand. And whether they do or not really depends on the person. If they get legal advice, really depends. But the point is, if you end up going to QCAT, you're able to show QCAT that you've taken the step, the debt is owing. And if they respond, you can get some intel and you can use that to formulate your arguments in QCAT. So that's something that I highly recommend you do. The next thing you need to do before doing anything else is gather all the evidence. Get all written records, emails, papers, text messages. If you record your phone calls, which is not illegal in Queensland, by the way, transcripts of that, invoices, photos of, you know, work not done. Yet maybe there's work not completed and you have photos of it. You want to gather all that evidence. Think about whether you need another witness to be a witness for you in QCAT. Usually you don't, depending on the type of claim, but sometimes you might. So just really starting to think, if I go before a tribunal, if I'm before a court, how can I prove this debt? How can I prove this claim? And that's really the first two things that you should do. Now, some people should say, say to me, oh, should I wait? Like, how quickly should I start doing this? And it really depends. The information gathering exercise in terms of getting all your documents ASAP. Okay. If you have any inclination that you think, oh God, this is going down south, start gathering evidence, because there's nothing better than written contemporaneous evidence or contemporaneous photos when something has happened. You just can't beat that evidence. Okay. It's way better than somebody's memory. And that's basically how evidence is considered as well. Now, in terms of a letter of demand, if it has been some time, you should do it to kind of re-enliven your claim, essentially. But one thing you need to be mindful of is there is a time limitation of 6 years from the breach of the agreement. So just a simple example is, let's say that you paid to get your windows washed and the person did not show up. The date of the breach is the day that they didn't show up and do the service. It's not the day that you agreed for the service to be done. It's the day that they didn't show up. So 6 years from that date. So you need to make sure that you're in that kind of time limitation for the Limitation of Actions Act as well. But I hope that gives you a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a flavor. As I said, my letter of demand template is free, completely free, no strings attached, available to be downloaded today. So you should do that using the link in my show notes. And honestly, you should even do it if you just think that you might need it in the future. Why not? It's free. There's literally no catch to it. So I highly recommend you do that. Next week, we're going to continue on this path talking about QCAT. Generally the course, I'll like filter in some little informations about the course that I've built as well. But otherwise, thanks so much for listening today. I'm very passionate about this topic and very passionate to be communicating to all my lovely podcast listeners and to those people who are new listening to me as well. So I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.